It's the Playing in Person. Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. Sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, I bet y'all had a big weekend down at Mayo Park this past weekend because of it being July 4th holiday weekend.
Definitely. It was definitely very busy. The boat ramp was very busy. If anybody was out of Mayo this weekend, they noticed that Saturday wasn't busy, but Sunday was definitely slam-packed out there. But thankfully, no accidents, no drownings or nothing along those lines out there this past weekend, Rob. The campground was full, just like it is every other weekend or every weekend, regardless being a holiday or not. But one thing about it, Rob, it all runs itself. So definitely give us a call. I always tell people I got my weekend warriors to come out there on the weekends, which mean they usually come, a lot of them come on Friday. Now that some of them starting to come on Thursday, and they just leave on Sunday. That's why I call them my weekend warriors. So if you looking to camp, come on, give us a come on, make reservations with us. Give us a try. Rob, I say this all the time. I think this, matter of fact, I know for a fact this weekend every camper that we had there was within 20 miles. Uh-huh. So most of the campers there have somebody from Burlington. I was picking on them and said, you're the only outsider from here. So, but everybody there this weekend legitimately was within 20 miles of the campground. So I say it all the time, you know, you can do the same thing 20 miles away than you can 200 miles away. So come on out and give us a try. Give us, if you don't have a camper, we definitely have cabins. They're definitely a hot commodity this time of year. So please book ahead. Look ahead. I can't stress that enough. Now, during the week, you know, if you have vacation time or if you're retired or just taking some time off, you can just about show up during the week without a reservation. Still always good to call, but during the week, it's very vacant.
And something else that if you want to go down to Mayo Park during the week just to maybe walk the nature trail, play disc golf, use a horseshoe pitch, rent a kayak, a canoe, or maybe a paddle board. Mm-hmm. You can do that and enjoy yourself and a lot of fun things. All you have to do is go ahead and make your reservations and reserve either the canoe, kayak, or paddle board.
That's correct.
For whenever you want it, to make sure that they will have one saved and reserved for you. And head on down and enjoy. It's no cost to enjoy Mayo Park. Now, if you want to rent a cabin, an RV hookup, or a tent site, it's a small cost for that. But if you just wanted to go down for the day and enjoy, no charge at all. They have picnic shelters that are free to use. But now, if you would like to reserve a picnic area and picnic shelter for a certain particular day at a certain particular time, it is a small charge for that. Typically, the shelters are available on a first come, first serve basis. But again, you can reserve them, but you just have to put a little bit of money up front. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department. And you can click on the Mayo portion of the website to get more information about Mayo Park. Guarantee you'll have a big time and a fun time at Mayo Park with everything else going on. You know, it's a nice place to go. It's a well-kept secret, so to speak. But the secret is getting that. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
It's definitely out, Rob. And I always tell people, if a person was in selling boats or campers doing COVID, he definitely or she definitely had a great year selling campers and boats, because there's so many new campers out there, so many new faces we see now. And so this weekend I saw so many new boats out there. So it's definitely, as Rob said, very busy out there. And again, and another thing about Mayo, we get asked a lot, how much does it cost to come out there or to come into the campground? How much does it cost to go on the lake or just do anything out there? It's all free. So just know that it's not like some other place where you have to pay to come in, but we are 100% free when it comes to that.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is a park ranger at Mayo Park. Also, we want to talk a little bit about some different things going on. LeBron, you mentioned something about a free movie that's going on.
That is correct, Rob. This year we've been doing something. Excuse me. This year we've been doing something a lot different, which basically been showing a movie once a month. Out at the camp, out at the lake, out at the amphitheater. And so far, all besides one night, Mother Nature has cooperated with us and look like she's going to cooperate with us again this weekend. So with that being said, we are showing a free movie this Saturday, July the 10th. It starts at 9 o'clock in the amphitheater. All we ask that you bring is just bring your appetite and bring, you know, a long chair or bring a towel or something to sit on and watch. A food truck will be on site. Again, this is a free movie. You don't have to bring nothing at all. The movie that we will be showing is Scooby-Doo and the Samurai Sword. So that is, again, this Saturday. It is 100% free. Come on out and watch it. Bring the kids. The weather is on our side, looks like, as of now. But if it's not, we always have a plan B. So just plan, you know, if you don't have nothing to do, come on out with the kids. Come on out to have a good time watching a free movie this weekend at the amphitheater at Mayo Park. We usually generally try to start at dark or when it's dark enough. So we're going to say this movie will start at 9 o'clock promptly. Again, July the 10th, this Saturday, we will have a free movie at the amphitheater.
So you need to check that out right there. Be a good day to go down to Mayo Park and enjoy Mayo Park, whether it's getting on a boat or paddleboard or just enjoying the lake safely. And then you can enjoy the free movie. They'll have a food truck there. What other events is going on as far as events kind of organized by Kay Rudd, LeBron?
Well, Rob, you know, it's always something going on in the parks and rec department versus if it's athletics, if it's, you know, at the lake, or if it's different projects that we have that going on. But we do have a seashell craft project that's scheduled a couple Saturdays from now, two Saturdays from now, which would be July the 24th. We will be doing a seashell project that will be uptown. So just call 597-1755 for more information about the seashell craft project that we will be doing on July the 24th. Also, Rob, as I said, we have a lot of registrations open right now for athletics in the athletic department. One of the registrations that we have open is adult volleyball. Adult volleyball registration is open now. So if you're interested in playing adult volleyball, go ahead and get registered. Three ways you can do it. You know, just go online. Call the office at 597-1755 or just simply stop by and we can get you registered and get the ball rolling for that, Rob. Also, Rob, we do have a co-ed adult fall volleyball registration. That's the season doesn't start until August the 9th. So we'd like to go ahead and get the registration process going because it's a lot that goes into it, picking the teams and the coaches and a lot of other whatnots, Rob. So please give us a call for that or get signed up for that. And one more thing while we're on this break is Little League fall ball registration. It opens today, matter of fact. So, Rob, you know, it is the summertime, but the fall of the year will be here before we know it. And the season doesn't start. I'm not sure when the season starts. Starts in the fall, but needless to say, the registration is open today through August the 13th. So today is the first day of registration for ages 4 through 12 for Little League fall ball. And like I said, the fall will be here before we know it. You know, it sneaks up on us. So go ahead and please get your child registered if they are between the ages of 4 and 12 for the upcoming fall ball season between now and August the 13th.
Lots going on. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. Call the Huck Sandsbury office for the Parks and Rec, 336-597-1755, or you can call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806, or the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex up in beautiful Uptown Roxboro at 336-597-1709. LeBron Street is here with us this morning in the studios. Playing in Person is the name of the program. LeBron, you mentioned something about some tennis tournaments going on.
Yes, Rob. As I stated earlier, it's always something going on. I'm in the Parks and Rec Department versus if it's at the lake at Mayo, at the park, or if it's in athletics, or if just doing different projects that we do. But we are offering a tennis tournament the last weekend in the month. It starts July the 27th, and it goes on through August the 1st. So if you're into playing tennis or like playing tennis, come on out to the tennis tournament July the 27th through August the 1st. And it's real simple. Just go online to register or swing by the office, and we definitely will get you registered for the upcoming tennis tournament at the end of the month. One more thing I want to talk about, Rob, is that we have a co-rec softball for ages 16 plus. So if you're in a co-rec softball for ages 16 plus, we will have that going on. The season doesn't start until August the 5th, but please go ahead and register now. The season starts in less than a month. We will provide the bets for you. You are guaranteed 10 games. And then at the end of the season, it is a double elimination tournament. So if you're into that or whatever, please stop by. Again, give us a call or just mainly stop by and talk to us for more details about the co-rec softball for ages 16 plus that's through the Parks and Rec Department.
So you can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. Call Mayo Park at 336-597-7806. Call the main Huck Sansbury office, 336-597-1755. Or call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxboro at 336-597-1709. So lots of ways to get more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Person County. Also, LeBron mentioned that tennis tournament coming up. If you want to get up and play an early morning round of tennis, two opportunities for you to do just that here in Roxburgh and Person County is two tennis courts. One is at Huck Sansbury on Morgan Street. The other one is at Person High School up on Ridge Road. You can play those courts any time of the early morning, daytime, or late evening hours at one of the many tracks throughout the county. You can go out and take a leisurely walk any time of the day that you would like. Within a 10 or 15 minute drive from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County, you can be at one of many tracks available in Roxburgh and Person County, where most of them will have a walking track. Some of them even has playground equipment for the children. So if anyone ever says it's nothing to do in Roxburgh and Person County, you need to say, well, it's plenty to do. It just may not be exactly what you're wanting to do. Correct, LeBron?
That is correct. We offer so much, you know, out there at the lake, from the kayaks to the canoes and to the paddleboard. So we definitely can find something for you to do out there at Mayo Park.
And again, you can check out Mayo Park, PersonCountyNC.gov. Click on the Mayo portion of the website. They're located 1013 Neal Store Road. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some good information.
Yes, sir. You and all listeners have a great day.
96.7 WKRX.